Agatha Raisin and the Curious Curate by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Tanya Cartwright, the social editor of Gossip, quailed when she learned that a Miss Agatha Raisin wanted to see her. Agatha had once done public relations for a businessman who wanted to break into London's social scene. Tanya had caved in and had written him up in her column just to get rid of the terrifying Agatha Raisin. "Tell her I'm out," she was saying to her secretary, just as the door of her office opened and Agatha and John walked in.
Some woman's bothering me," she said brightly. "How nice to see you, Agatha."
She dismissed her secretary with a wave of her hand.
Take a seat.
John was amused. Tanya was a brittle, thin woman with a hard face, which her latest facelift had done nothing to soften. Her eyes were disconcertingly huge. Gold bracelets dangled from one bony wrist, but she looked terrified of Agatha. Agatha introduced John, and Tanya relaxed a fraction.
"So pleased to meet you," she said. "We must do a profile on you sometime."
Delighted, said John.
May I explain why we're here?"
"I'll explain," said Agatha harshly. She outlined the tale of the murders, and then asked if Tanya knew where Charlotte Bellinge could be found. Relief that Agatha was not going to badger her to put some social-climbing nobody into her column flooded Tanya's face. She switched on her computer.
"Wait a bit, I should have an address here. She gets mentioned in the social columns quite a lot."
She moved the mouse and clicked.
"Let me see. Yes, here she is. Number 25 Parrot Street. It's off the King's Road in Chelsea."
"I know where it is," said Agatha. "Thanks a lot, Tanya. We'd best be off." They had just left Tanya's office when the social editor opened her door and cooed,
"A word with you, Mr. Armitage."
John went back in, and Tanya closed the door firmly, leaving Agatha on the outside. John emerged after only a few moments.
"What was that about?" demanded Agatha.
She just wanted to meet me for lunch sometime."
"Oh," grunted Agatha. "She might have asked me."
She's not attracted to you," said John with a certain air of smugness.
They had left the car in an underground car park.
"Better leave it where it is," said John. "I don't want to have to drive around Chelsea looking for a parking place. We'll take the tube to Sloane Square and walk along."